A 36-year-old man has been jailed for 13 years for what was described as a severe, vicious and terrifying attack on his defenceless and vulnerable partner, who was 32 weeks pregnant at the time. Dean Padgett, who was homeless, pleaded guilty to attempted murder and charges of intentionally ending the life of a fetus, false imprisonment and causing harm. Our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell joins us now in a warning that some of the content of this could well be distressing. The background to this is indeed, Orla, very distressing.
Yes, well, Mr. Justice Paul McDermott in his sentencing, Brian, said this was a very sad and tragic case. Dean Padgett and Lisa Ward were in a relationship. They were both addicted to drugs, and they were staying on this night in a tent on Montague Lane. He said the offences were committed in near empty streets of Dublin in the middle of the night. It happened well into the early hours of the morning and carried on for a number of hours until Lisa Ward was able to escape from the tent and to flee to her mother's home. She was more than 32 weeks pregnant at the time. Dean Padgett viciously punched her, viciously kicked her in the abdomen and dragged her by the hair around the streets of Dublin from Dame Street to Montague Lane in the early hours of the morning. He was aware that she was expecting a baby. She was 32 weeks pregnant. They had discussed the name, and the girl was called Ruby Rose. He pleaded guilty to a charge of attempted murder and accepted that he had intentionally ended the life of Ruby Rose in his attack. The judge said the two were destitute. They had little or nothing between them. And he said it was a further tragedy that at this most vulnerable stage in her life, Lisa Ward was living in such desperate circumstances. He said she was subjected to a continuing series of vicious assaults, threats to her own life and to the life of her baby. She was struck repeatedly. She was kicked viciously in the abdomen. She was dragged by her hair. The judge described the violence as severe and terrifying. He was threatening to kill her and threatening her child, her unborn child. During the attack, he addressed the child by the name Ruby Rose. And he said, the judge said, the effect of all this was harrowing on Lisa Ward. And later that day, she went to the Rotunda Hospital where they found that the baby had died.
And in passing sentence, did the judge have anything to say on mitigating or aggravating factors?
He did. He said aggravating features included the nature and intensity and duration of the vicious violence on Ms. Ward, accompanied by the threats to her life and to the threats to the life of the baby. He said the ending of the life of the baby was achieved using the most awful violence. It was a terrifying and vicious ordeal on a woman who was very vulnerable, and he knew she was vulnerable. It was degrading and humiliating. He had no regard for her dignity as a human being or as a mother of a child. And he said the effect could not have been more serious. There was a very high degree of physical injury as well as emotional pain and suffering. And even though Padgett did not use weapons, the judge pointed out that the devastation caused by his repeated kicking and punching of a defenceless pregnant woman was just as lethal as if he had had weapons. In mitigation, he said Padgett had pleaded guilty at an early stage. They were both very vulnerable, and having to give evidence in a trial would have been very traumatic for Ms. Ward. He had expressed genuine remorse. He had a significant drug and alcohol problem at the time, and there were a number of other mitigating factors, but he imposed a 14-year sentence and suspended the last 12 months of that sentence.
Orla O'Donnell, thanks for that.